Vamos, Série 3.
Zog the Gemara. Rabbi Omar. Rabbi Yudom Arab said that we have one pasuk and she sochim shalai hoya boi lomoi. This is ki yeshu achim yachtov. The second chelik is v'shteit yachtov miyuchodim benachlo. Rat le'ochiv minayim. So Rabbi Yudom Arab says it's two droshes. It's one droshe l'shalai hoya boi lomoi. This is the suya we learn. And to the two is another droshe yachtov miyuchodim benachlo. Prat le'ochiv minayim. So Rashi explains Pshat in Rabbi Yudom Arav that learns that we know that Dafka Ach Min Ha'av does Yibum and Ach Min Ha'im doesn't do Yibum is a kleiner Rashi. So Rashi, HaMiyuchodim Benachlo HaReuim Lirash Zeh Et Zeh, that when one of them dies, his brother yarshens him. So this is the Droshe. Yachdo Miyuchodim Benachlo SheReuim Lirash Zeh Et Zeh, that you have to have kind of brothers that could yarshen each other. שראויים לירש זה את זה. And the halacha is, and ישלוח לי, that achim min ha'av yarshen each other, achim min ha'im don't yarshen each other. The Gemara says, mishpachas av kruye mishpoche, mishpachas eim eino kruye mishpoche, and this is the halacha. The two brothers that share a mother, and one of them dies, the other one doesn't yarshen each other. Two brothers that share a father, they yarshen each other. So the Gemara says, יחדו מיוחדי בנחלו פרט לאוכיב מנהם. They have to be people that could yashin each other, and while אח מנהם doesn't yashin each other, ומאלה it's a mimut that only אח מנהב does yibum, and not אח מנהם. שראויים לירש זה את זה. רב אומר, אח מנהב יוליב אח ואח מבני ינקב. It's a different ראש. מה להולון מנהב, that the בני ינקב were only brothers from the father, they were not brothers from the mother, ולאי מנהם. אף כאן מנהב ולאי מנהם. It says, Elvas Eish Sochicho Lo Isegale, and Elvas Eish Sochicho State Claw, that it's even Ach Minayim. So the Gemara Donim Achim Achim. And here state Ki Eishu Achim Yachdom, and Bnei Yankiv state Ki Oshim Achim, and Shtemasor Achim Bnei Avodecho Anachnu. And Donim Achim Meochicho. Elvas Eish Sochicho, it's not exactly the same words. Zog the Gemara, my nafka kemin, if it's exactly the same words, or it's not exactly the same words, for a hekesh is a klal, that you don't need exactly the same. What do you mean you don't need exactly the same? You need the same toichet, but you don't need the same words. Otone v'Rabbi Shmuel, v'shov ha'koyen v'bo ha'koyen. Both of them means that the koyen walks into the house. One means v'bo, that he walks in. V'shov, that when he comes back, he walks in. So both of them, that he walks into the house. When afilu hochi, the Gemara says, zui shiva zui bia, and we learn one from each other, as even the first time when the Kohen walks into the Bais HaMetzora, you need to peel off the whole walls, k'tziya v'ticha. The second time, you also have to make k'tziya v'ticha. It's two different words, but if the mashmoyas is the same, it's no chisorin and klole ha'ekesh. So if Zidu has a klal, that when the mashmoyas is the same, it's no chisorin and klole ha'ekesh, mele frek teisves, frek di Gemara. So learn, achi me'ochicho. Ki eishu achim yachdo, instead ervas eishu sochicho lo isegale, this is ach minayim, this is not ach minayim, but learn out one from each other. Zog the Gemara, hanem mile eiche deleke mide de domile. Aval eiche deike mide domile yalchina, you're right. Well, if I have two choices, ach ve ach ve mne yarkev, both of them says achim, or to learn achim mochicho fun arayis, b'mele, I prefer to learn the achim mne yarkev. Frag the Gemara v'leilev ach ve'ach v'miloit. He also says achim. V'chsiv ki anoshim achim anachnu. Avram told Loit, al no tehi meriva b'neinu, ki anoshim achim anachnu. And there, Avram was be'etzem ha'onkel of Loit. Loit was his nephew. So we see fakat, that maybe you could do yibum even to an uncle. And the uncle dies, you do yibum to his wife. Or if your nephew dies, the uncle will do yibum to the wife of the nephew. So Gemara mistaber mibnei Yaakov avel lemelach mishum de mifni. The extra word in the avel lemichtav shtei maser avodecho bnei avinu fashevin that we achim. Favos says v'ksiv achim shvamen olafnuy. So here's tam bepshat is a diuk in Rashi. When Rashi explains the Gemara, Rashi says like this. Arayis Elvas Eishes Ochicho, v'kamen lekamon abo'al yevim, te dafilu ochi min ha'im, zu ishi min afgab, te leidom kol leado, dikim et arvay, v'bi'eskoin mishlam edanil, b'gzir ha'shovel. Zok Rashi hazeh. Miloit, ke oshim anachim anachlu, v'tisya bem Eishes Achi Oviv, sh'arei ben Ochiv hoyo. Loit was ben Ochiv, Loit was a nephew. So Rashi says that if the uncle dies, the nephew could do yibum to his, the wife of his the uncle. The Ramban of an old and Thesis and Yumid of Beis Amud Beis, both of them say the same Gemara, just they don't speak it out like Rashi, they speak it out a little bit better. Not that if the uncle dies, the nephew will do Yibum to the wife of the uncle. If the nephew dies, the uncle will do Imeis Yeyabem Eishes Ben Ochiv. Rashi speaks about that the Ben Ochiv, you will make Yibum to your father's brother's wife. And the Rishonim speak out that your father's brother will do Yibum to you when you die. You're the son of your father, so he will do Yibum to his nephew's wife. Rav Nochem says, no, one spoke out like this, and one spoke out like this, and it's the same. I say, Rav Nochem. No. First, we have a cloud. But I don't think it's the same. I'll explain why I don't think that it's the same. First, Mechateise. But more from that. Rashi's pshat is not so. Be'etzem, the Rishonim's pshat and Rashi's pshat is not so posh. Every pshat is not so posh. Why? The Keren Oro says that Rashi's pshat is a big chidush that you could do yibum to your uncle's wife. The Gemara in Daf Dalet says that you can't do yibum to a lady that is shemeres yovam to your father, because when your uncle dies, the father be'etzem has to do yibum. So she's skuka. The Gemara says leigalek nafavi zo shemeres yovam shalavi. Who asked Rashi to say that the uncle died and the nephew does Yibum? Why doesn't it say simple? The nephew dies and the uncle does Yibum to the nephew. Why Rashi decides that the nephew does Yibum to the uncle? Yom Nochem says, Hainuach, one speaks it out like this and one speaks it out like this, and it's not Afkimina. Aber, I saw the answer to Berav. Yom Nochem is Meramez to it. That maybe Rashi said it bedafke. Maybe Rashi spoke it out bedafke, that this is the Echetimtze and our sugya. That we're speaking about the nephew doing Yibum to the wife of the uncle, and not the uncle is doing Yibum to the wife of the nephew. Because the case of the wife of the nephew, the aloch is poshut, stam. A person died, a person has a nephew. So even a person has a niece. You're allowed to marry your niece. I think it's a mitzvah. The Tarav is Koiva, the Gemara says. It's a mitzvah to marry a niece. The wife of the nephew is no problem. It's fakir. You're not allowed to marry your aunt. Your uncle's wife, you have an issue to marry. The dosoi. But then you're allowed to marry your niece or your nephew's wife. B'meile, we learned the whole time in the Suyas that Yibum has to be an issue shesach. This is the mokim mitzvah. Has to be that it patos the Torah, that the Shesach comes back. Bishleim, if we're speaking and the uncle died, and you're going to do Yibum, be'etzem it's Aveir. No mitzvah le'bekach. The mitzvah is, even though she's also, she's my uncle's wife, I have a mitzvah to do Yibum. Mitzvah le'bekach. So I could hear that mitzvah le'bekach, I have to do Yibum. But if we're speaking and my nephew's wife, in the case of the Ramban, it's b'chlav nishkem b'mokim mitzvah. Mokim mitzvah means that it's an isur be'etzem. As a Yisu, and even though there's a Yisu, I have a heter to marry her, and she patos the tzorah, she's a herve, and kum tzorik the Yisu. So maybe it could be Rashi, Bedavke, spoke out in the case that is a Yisu, the uncle's wife, and she's also, and the mitzvah's Yibum is mitzvah sebekach. But if the case will be take, like the case of the Ramban, it's a chidush that the whole Pasha's Yibum that we're used to learning, that me'arayim gizetz, that we speak in the case of the stake a Yisu, and the mitzvah yum is doicha de yisum. Mitzvase bekach teisa says the whole yavamis. The ishesach comes back. The Gemara says in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, if it's no ishesach, it's considered shleim b'makim mitzvah. We have to say, I have a gedor that the ishesach is there. So it could be bedavka the rishonim didn't speak. Rashi didn't want to speak it out like the rishonim. Lo mimamshich in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Ve'itzterich lemechtav yachdo. It's interesting. It's two different roshes. One man the Omar darshens yachdov, one man the Omar darshens achve. So be'etzem, everyone is a separate man the Omar. Now Kilo is a third man the Omar in the Gemara, but the Gemara is trying to do a pshara that you need both roshes. You need also the achve, and you need also the yachdov. Zog the Gemara, ve'itztrich lemichtav yachdov. Ve'ikosav rachmone achim, have amine leilef achve achve miloy. No. Achim is not good, like we asked before, because we could learn it out from Loi. V'chitem Eloi mipnei Deloi. Deloi mu'afnuye. It's not mufne. V'chitem Eloi mufne. V'chitem Eloi mufne. Achve b'mnei Yaakov is mufne. But Loi is not mufne. So b'meile, it's better to learn from b'nei Yaakov and not to learn from Loi. So the Gemara lie. Afnuye mafne. It is mufne. So it is mufne. So first time, b'pshat ha-gemora, it's a shveri gemora b'pshat. The gemora says that I need yachdov to tell me not to learn ach ve'achve from loit, to learn ach ve'achve from bnei yankov. So the gemora mechates it to learn ach ve'achve from loit. It's not mufne. So the gemora, it's mufne. Because Avram had to tell loit, we have friends. Why he told him that he's achi? Shaila is, Frank the Welt. So Avram said it, Akash of Avram. So what do you want from Avram? What do you want the Torah to say? Sheker Chas V'Shalom. The Torah will write that Avram told Lloyd we're friends. He didn't tell him his friends, he told him we're Achim. What is the Gemara's Kash? It's Mufne. Why this word is Mufne? Because you didn't have to write Oshim Achim Anachnu. You had to write Anoshim Reim Anachnu, we're friends. Why the Torah said we're brothers? It's a raya that it's brothers to Drosha. As every here they're brothers, and every Yibum they're brothers. Avram told Lloyd, Achim. No, that's how I explained to you the difference. And Bnei Yaakov also said to Yosef, Ki Shtemesor Achim Avodecho. I'm sure that when Bnei Yaakov came to Yosef, they said hello, and they spoke to him for half an hour. The Torah doesn't have to write every word that he spoke. The Torah takes a couple words, and she makes it short. Every extra Torah is not a book of stories, it's a Torah. What is important, the Torah writes down. This word is extra. Maybe you can make a drosha. So Avadim is told me, I said a lot of zachim. Lloyd, you're asking me, Lloyd spoke to Avram, they had a whole fight with Moses also, even on the river. But Avram told Lloyd, Oshim Achim Anachlu. He didn't say Reim. How the Gemara could say, V'leim Reim? I think the Rambam took the kasha from Teich HaDvorim. I didn't understand what he answered. How the Gemara asked the kasha? V'leim Reim? I'm not gizokt Reim. What? How you know? How the Gemara know that he said Reim? If Ashtenish, I didn't want to tell it. I'm a Ratzis, I think. I want to tell it that Avram had to speak like this, and we will have a drosha. All of you will say Taki that the words of the Torah, it's not the words of the story, Taki. Avram could tell Lloyd we are Achim, and the Torah will write Ki Oshim Reim Anachnu, and it doesn't make a difference. Pashtas Avadanish? Pashtas Avadanish? Pashtas the Torah can't change. So why? So the Torah said what he said. It's a Kasha of Amaisa. I'm saying, Dachzor the Ramban break the Kasha, the Torah tzach Pashtayfish. Mikol mekem, lo megein zurück to the Gemara. So zot migmor is be'etzem, you could learn achve achve mibnei Yankev. So why you don't learn achve mibnei Yankev? Why we don't learn achve mibnei Yankev? Zot migmor, kotzav rachmon yachdov, ami yuchodim benachlo. Now, without yachdov, I would learn out from Lloyd that you make yibum to your uncle's wife. That yibum is not only to a brother. Yibum is achve achve mibnei Yankev. Even to uncle's wife, you could do yibum. Kotzav rachmon yachdov, that you don't do yibum to an uncle. Look in Rashi. It's saying to the Bura Masr different. Am yuchodim benachalo, shecholkim nachlo achas. Lafuk eloit, she'ein cholkim nachlo achas. You with your uncle, you don't share a Yerusha. When the great grandfather is nifter, only the uncle gets it. When your father is nifter, you get it. You don't share. With brothers, you share a nachla. When your father dies, both of you get a portion of that nachla. But your uncle, you don't share the nachla. We had the same Gemara, the Rashba and the Ritva, and the same Dibur Maschil and Rashi, and it switches. We started the sugya in the first Manda Omar that we learned Yachdov only brothers mina av and not brothers mina aim. So Rashi, why? Miyuchodim benachlo hareuim li Rash zeze that they yashin each other. Mashenek and achim mina aim don't yashin each other. Rashi didn't say the yash in one portion. Rashi said the yash in each other. Mashenk and achim mina aim don't yash in each other. Now the Gemara is handling to learn out from light that you make yibum to your uncle. So Gemara yachdov that you yashin not each other. So Rashi yachdov you have to yashin the same yerusha, and uncle doesn't come together with the same yerusha. Why Rashi switched? Zok the Ritvo, Emes Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi needs to switch Bedafka. It's a Pshat, but it's very gesund in Pshat and the Rishayim. Zok the Ritvo Pshat and Rashi like this. Zok the Ritvo, as Rashi learns, in the first Gemara, how we know that you do Yibum only to Ach Min Ha'av and not to Ach Min Ha'ev. It says, Yachtov Miyuchodim Benachlo. Rashi says that they yashin each other. Yeah, that they yashin each other. Why Rashi doesn't say that they yashin one portion together? The Teretz says, Ach Min Ha'aim also could yashin the same portion with you together. Ach Min Ha'aim also could yashin the same portion with you together. Why? If your mother has money and she dies, the husband doesn't yashin. So who yashins the mother? Her kids. So Rashi in the first Gemara can't say Miyuchodim Benachlo that the Yashin the same portion. Rashi can't say Miyuchodim Benachlo that the Yashin the same portion. Because Achim Minayim also Yashin the same portion. If the mother dies, they don't Yashin the same portion? Rashi has to say something else. Miyuchodim Benachlo means that they could Yashin each other. And Achim Minayim cannot Yashin each other. Because Mishpachas Eim Kruyem Le Kruyem Mishpacha. Mishpachas Av Kruyem Mishpacha. Mishpachas Eim, brothers Mina Eim don't Yashin each other. Only brothers Mina Av Yashin each other. But Rashi cannot say that Miyuchodim Menachla means that they Yashin one portion. Because this Achim Mina Eim also Yashin one portion. This is the reason Rashi there cannot say such a pshat. Say it. This is the first Rashi. Coming to the second Rashi. The Gemara says, if without Yachdov, I would think to learn Ach ve'ach ve'miloit. What is Ach ve'ach ve'miloit? That you could do Yibum to your uncle. Zog the Gemara, Yachdov miyuchodim benachlo. Rashi switched. Rashi says, what is miyuchodim benachlo? That you shear one Yerusha. You shear one portion. Zog the Ritva, why Rashi didn't speak in the second case that you yashin each other? Like he said at the beginning. Zog the Ritva, because the uncle, you do yashin each other. Is a person could yashin his uncle. And an uncle could yashin a nephew. Doesn't have to be, but it could be. So they are Yerush each other. So if Rashi would say here that the reason you don't do Yibum to your uncle because you need people that Yashin each other, it's not Emes. You do Yashin your uncle. If your father is not around and your uncle dies, you could Yashin your uncle. Your uncle is a cousin. So Rashi here cannot say what he said before, that Ach Min Ha'aim, you can't have Yibum because you can't Yashin each other. So Rashi had to switch and say the reason you don't do Yibum on an uncle is because you don't Yashin the same portion together. So Nochabo. Zog the Ritva ve'elu ve'elu me'akvim boy. Then Rashi learns from Yachdov we need Miyuchodim Benachla, and Miyuchodim Benachla gives us that we need two things to have in Miyuchodim Benachla. We need to have a Miyuchodim Benachla that you could Yashin each other, and Ach Min Ha'aim goes out. because you can't yashim each other. And you need to say miyuchadim benachla that you could yashim one portion. That you could yashim one portion. And b'meile ach minayim you could yashim one portion. Abel, dear, you can't yashim each other. Abel legabi uncle, you could yashim each other, but you can't yashim one portion. So while you have both zachen, you also have to have that you could yashim each other, and you also have to have that you could yashim one portion. So from one of them, we memayet ach minayim, dahinu from the fact that you have to have yashin each other, and from the fact that you have to yashin one portion, we memayet the uncle. We memayet the uncle. First, this is what the Ritva says. Maskim. To me yashin the Rashi. To me yashin the Rashi. No, the first case is not emes to say that they're not the yashin one portion.
Because but
say both.
But and every one of them, you need only one of them, and it's not true. Rashi will say ach minayim. Rashi says ach minayim doesn't have the maile of yashin each other. It has the maile of one portion, but it doesn't have the maile of yashin each other. Uncle has the maile of yashin each other, but doesn't have the maile of one portion. This is the way Rashi speaks it out. This is the tzuras advo. This is the Ritva. I think the glad pshat. Let me get into the next step. And here is a very poshta machlekes bepshat. It's a miravol, but I think bepshat we have zogin asarim. The Rashba comes and asks a kasha. The Rashba said that Rashi switched. That first Rashi said that they yashin each other, and then Rashi said that they have to yashin one portion. And the Ritva said very posh. And the first case they yashin one portion. The mother dies. And the second case, they yashin each other. So Rashi said one portion. I say the Ritva learned the pshat in Rashi. The Rashba says no. Zok the Rashba, I'm learning the sugya different. Rashi was choizel. First he said a pshat to yashin each other. Then he switched from that because it didn't work out for him. And Rashi decided to say a better pshat. What is the better pshat? That one portion. And it's not two Rashi. The Ritva is the sugya, that's the emes, that's the glad guy. Achiminayim, they don't yashin each other. One portion they have. Uncle, they yashin each other, but they don't have one portion. The Rashba says no. If Rashi switched, so we're switching to the second Rashi. So the Yisoid and Miyuchod Ibn Achla means that they have to yashin one portion. This is the Rashba. Rashi was choizer. V'lo yodati lama, but Rashi was choizer. Zog the Rashba, okay, so if we choizer, so we have only one way to learn the Gemara. Yachdov miyuchod mibenachlo. Frank the Rashba, I don't understand. So how I could be ma'at ach minayim, they could yashin one portion. So why to be ma'at ach minayim? If Rashi changed his mind, that the Iker is totally in one portion. So we're going back to the first Gemara. Why you can't make Ibum to ach minayim? Yachdov. They have to yashin one portion. Oh, but you could yashin one portion. If the mother dies, you could yashin one portion. If the mother dies, you could yashin one portion. Zog the Rashba, but almost never happens. When mothers have money. So when they have money, b'derech klal all the money, there's a Rashba, it never happens. The husband has the money, mashi kon se isha kon abaylo, and when a person dies, b'derech klal his kids, very shvach matzah. It almost never happens. The Ritva was not accepting this pshat. The Ritva said, this is the reason Rashi before said, that you ruim lirash zeetzeh, because in the first Gemara, you can't say that they need one portion. The Rashi said, they need one portion. You ask me, ach minayim, it almost never happens. It almost never happens. The Rashba asks a second kasha. What is Chanoch is yelling the whole time? Frank the Rashba, I don't understand what Rashi said. You need to yashin one portion. You need to yashin one portion, right? Frank the Rashba, an uncle and a nephew could yashin one portion. I'll tell you what is the case. Terach dies. What happens in the Yerusha of Terach? Who took the Yerusha of Terach? Who took the Yerusha of Terach? Zok the Rashba say, Avram, Haran was dead, Salait stand instead of his father. Salait and Avram came to Beis Din to shear the Yerusha of Terach. So they could Yashin one Yerusha.
Why did they shear it?
They shear it.
Why?
Well, no. It's a son. Haran is also a son. Just his dad, it's a Terach. Salait comes instead of him. What? As they break the Rashba. The Rashba is allowed to break. As they break the Rashba. So the Ritva asks this Kasha also. Zog the Ritva, it's not called the Yashin together. Horon Yashin Sterach. Loi takes over his father's beast. They're not sharing it together. Salom b'shateret. The Rashba says, you're right. How much times it happens? That it almost never happens. That's like the Rashba. Salom b'shateret. And that's like the Rashba. Uncle dies and the son is there. That never happens. Oh, very weird. I'm weird that it happens. So we have this interesting machlekes, Rashbo and Ritva and Avodas Asugya. The Ritva said Pshat and Rashi, okay. The Rashbo came and said, Lemaskodas and Gemore, we have one droshe. Yuchovim benachlo, that they shear one nachlo. Frank the Rashbo, my Pshat, Ach Minayim, doesn't make sense. They could shear the mother, she never has money. They could shear the Zayde, almost never happens. And the Ritva says, no, they shear the mother. I have to say a different droshe. Yoshim Zayed said, the shear the father, the grandfather. You have to say it's not called shearing because it goes through someone else. What is the machlekes? That the Rashba said balabatish, it never happens. Never happens. And the Ritva said, but it happens. So it's a Ritva belongs. Ach minayim, I have to say a teretz. Eino yoshim zeh zeh. Zeyde, I have to say the father yashins, and I'm yashing the father. It's not called ganze Yerusha. In the Milmi, Zagman Ariba, a Hezber, I don't know if Nochem said it clear or not, but the Hezber is a Zay. But maybe, it's a Machlekes. But maybe we could meyas it here, a Avonadik a Machlekes. The Ritva, and this is the way we're learning Rashi, that he was not Choyser, Pasha says two Rashis, like the Ritva. They learn, the Gemara means like this. You see in Yerusha that a person could Yarshin, Yachdov says, they're close enough to Yarshin each other. If they're close enough to yashin each other, they're close enough to do evil. It's not stam a code. Shtev yachdov. So it's a drosha. You see that a psakurve lenachle. It's a kurve also for evil. So lemaise, zog the ritva, two brothers are close enough to yashin the mother. It almost never happens. It doesn't make a difference. Oh, but the kurve that they could yashin the mother makes them that they're tied together. So the Al-Koch, we have to say a different Roshan. You have to have a kuvah that they could yasher each other. But if the kuvah that we need is only that they could shear an achle, they could shear an achle. It happened one out of a million. But they have this closeness. They have the kuvah that they could shear an achle. Same thing in the grandfather. They have a kuvah that they could shear an achle. The Melech, the Ritva says, Al-Koch, Achim min ha'eim is a different Roshan. Yoshim zeh zeh. The Alta Zayah, the Teretz is, it's not a Shir and Achle. It's going through the father. The Rashba learned Nishtaze. The Rashba learned Nishtaze. The Rashba learned that the Geder in the Sugya is Yibum, the Gemara says, Yachtov, Kiilu, while they're yashining each other, Kiilu, B'metzias, we see that they're yashining each other, so we gave them a Parshas Yibum. Not because they're close enough to yashin each other. Kilu, it states that these people yashining each other, so maybe they have a Parshas Yibum. That Rashi learns in the Ritva that it's the kurve. The kurve that they could yashin each other. So one out of a million, but they have the kurve that they could yashin each other. Kids could yashin the mother. So they're close enough to yashin the mother. They're close enough to yashin the grandfather. You have to say Teire, Yoshin Zeh, Tuch the father. The Rashi says no. While the Metzias, they yashin each other, and the Yerushas go like this, so we gave Parshas Yibum. This is the kind of the drosha. That we give Yibum lefi what happens in Yibum. So the Rashba, if it almost never happens, so the drosha doesn't apply to Chai Gavne. Don't understand exactly why, but as they gave us. The Ritva learned as Meret of the Kurva Sheboy. And the Kurva Sheboy, one or a million, it doesn't make a difference. If he's close enough to Yashin, it doesn't make a difference if he never has money. Every time two brothers could yashin the mother. You're right, normally she doesn't have money, but every time they yashin her, it's normally it's not Gorish. She has a cloak. It's not Megara, it's like the Rashba. They're not fighting her. But every time they yashin the mother. the yashin her clothes. And it says the yashining her. But if it's a lumbus that they have the kulva to yashin, it doesn't make a difference. Masha'enk and the Rashba learn that it's not the kulva. The metzias, the yashining, the metzias is yibu. So the val be metzias, it doesn't happen, so of them geht nicht the drosha. Em sharam brich zog in andere pshat in the machlekes. Lama zan the gemara weiter. Zog the gemara, okay, so we need yachtov. Frag the gemara, so write only yachtov. So write only yachtov. Oder der Rashba weg, oder der Ramban weg, der Ritmas weg, write only yachtov. Why you need achve? Because of Rachmona yachtov, have a mina de me yachde be abe ve be ime. Ki yesh vu yachtov, I would think that I need a de me yachde be abe ve ime, that I have a father and a mother. Tzriche. Zog di gmore ve hom hei chetese. Me chetese that you need a father and a mother. Yibum benachle tole Rachmona. So the Rashman, the Ramban, and the Ritva say Poshet, Gemara. Yibu Menachlo, we know already from Yachdov that it's Toli Menachlo. So why to need the mother? If it's Toli in the Yibu, why to need the mother? And the Gemara will answer, Menachlo Menachlo, Lei Menahem. Sal Kedai Tachem in Oil V'chidush Tekum Ishtara Er V'gabei. You write that you need a Kulva of the father. But maybe you need also the mother that'll be closer. Tzriche. This time we see Taki that a brother that is from a father and a mother, like we spoke in the shiurim in the beginning, is man, is a gresserer brother. It's not, when Gemara has a son, I need to be so close to my brother, I have to have a brother from a father and a mother. That a brother from a father and a mother, it's not the same brother, it's a starker brother. As I say in the Gemara. Now, Rashi says a bit different. Rashi says, the Gemara means like this, write only Achdov, why I need Achim. Zog di Gemara, I need Achve, because if not, I would think, Ad miyachde be'abe ve'ime. You need a father and a mother. Zog di Gemara, why I would think that I need father and a mother? Yibum benachle tole rachmone. Yibum benachle tole rachmone. So Rashi says a nupsha. What is yibum benachle tole rachmone? Look in Rashi, the Mu'amasri, the Mu'amechetese. Dilei me, Ad miyachde be'abe ve'o yibum benachle tole. Dixiv yokum al shem ochiv. Ve'okmine lekamon al shem ochiv lenachne. Shiyorash ameyabim kol nichse ameis. Vein achim chol kimimol. So in Rashi here is mashma, it's a new drosha. The Rishonim ask, mechateisech, veitishken teretz of them. Rashi says that the Gemara said like this, if the Pasuk would write only Yachdov, I would know only father. Why I would know that you don't need a mother? Because it says, yibum benachle tole rachmone. It says that the Yovom yarshins the nechosim from the mess. The mele, yibum is tole in the father. Val is a aloche that Yovom. So the Rashi is a new piece of Gemara. The Gemara is saying now, Be'etzem, I don't need Bichlal Droshes. I could figure out myself that only the brother from the father could do it, and not the father, the brother from the mother. Because it says that the Yovam Yashins the Meis, only a brother from the father Yashins the Meis, not a brother from the mother. Okay, where this new Droshe comes in, it's a Shaila. But I want to masbil these words of Rashi, as even the Ramban, the Rishonim, a masbil. So Rashi is coming, that the Gemara is asking now a new Eorim. The Gemara says, I don't need Achve, I don't need nothing, I could figure it out myself. It says that the Yovam Yashin is the brother, only Achmina Av Yashin, and not Achmina Aim. So why I need Pesukim? Why I need Pesukim? It says, only Achmina the brother Yashin. It says that the Yovam Yashin is his brother. And we know that a brother from the mother doesn't Yashin. Only a brother from the father. So why I need Pesukim? Yeah, that's not why the Gemara only asks this Kasha now. A Kasha. But Azei learned Rashi. Frek the Ramban, if I would not have Psukim, and it's Xeris Akosu that the Yovam Yashin is his brother, so I will say that if a person is Miyabim, Yibum is also on a brother from the mother, Yibum is also on an uncle, and then you Yashin him. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, I don't need Psukim, because it's a din that the Yovam could Yashin the maize, Achmina mother from the mother doesn't Yashin. It's a new person that Yovam Yashin. So if Yibum will be an Achmina aim, so you will yashin the Achminei? You will yashin the Achminei? So what is the pshat? The Gemara says again, I don't need psukim. Why? So Rashi, because it says in the Torah, and Yokum Hashem Ochi that the Yovim Yashin is the mess, and it's only Yerusha and Achminav and not an Achminei. So I need a pasuk I can figure out myself. Frank Rambam, I don't understand. If we be no pasuk that dafka yibum is ach minah, So you write that normally you only yarshin ach min ha'av. But here the gzeras akosa that you do yibum to ach min ha'im, you will yarshin the ach min ha'im. You will yarshin the ach min ha'im. As if I the Ramban. Zog the Welt, what is the machlekes Ramban in Rashi? Rashi learns, it's no new parsha that Yavon yarshins his brother. It's Megeta Sachiv Sugis in Yavomis. The vote is here. Rashi learns there's no new parsha that a Yavon yarshins his brother. The pasuk is that the other brothers lose. The Mele, he stays. He gets number one. Hashem is not giving him a new koyach yoyresh. He just is before everyone else. The Rishonim learn, no. It's a new parsha that Yavam yarshins the brothers. Melefregin, the Rishonim, you can learn out from the fact that he's a yoyresh, that it's ach min ha'av. It's a new Yerusha of Yavam. If Yavam will be an ach min ha'im, so ach min ha'im will yarsh. Again, Rashi learned that the Gemara was asking, forget about Yachdov. Yachdov means, if normally the yarshin, here the yarshin. The Gemara says a new cheshbon. Forget about normally, forget about everything. It says that the Yavam yarshins is mess, has to be, if the Yavam yarshins the mess, has to be that it's an Ach Min Ha'av, because Ach Min Ha'im doesn't Yashim. For the Ramban, if Yivam will be Ach Min Ha'im, so the Parsha, Yokum Hashem Ochiv and Dafmem, that you Yashim the brother, will be even Ach Min Ha'im. The Teretz is, Rashi learns, Yavam doesn't Yashim a new Yerusha. It's the normal Klolim of Yerusha. Just he pushes everyone away. Masha'enkin Ramban learns, it's a new Parsha. I'll tell you, where's the Nafkamina? That you have a Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina, if it's a new Parsha or not? When you learn Yeshnoichlim, Rabbi Kiveiger learns, if you learn good of men, could be it's the whole sugin of men. But Rabbi Kiveiger learns that brothers, this is, it's called Rabbi Kiveiger, the Mishmush, and Yeshnoichlim. This is the Rabbi Kiveiger that from the beginning Yeshnoichlim to the end of Yeshnoichlim, as I said, Rabbi Kiveiger from Yeshachin Yevomis, this is Rabbi Kiveiger from Yeshnoichlim. That brothers never yashin each other. It goes up to the father and then it goes down to the brother. Because Be'etzim, when a person dies, his father yashins first. Number two is the brother. So the Shai is one of the number two is the brother. It goes up to the father and falls down again. It goes straight. There's a lot of nefkiminis. The Moshe, the father owes someone money. Could be he gets stuck here. Well, if the father owes someone money, so you can't take the Yerusha of your brother. Because it went up to the father. Your father is dead. But he owes someone money. So it stops there. So maybe the Malchoy could have the money. We're not learning Yeshtoichim now. Lefi Rashi, you can't learn Rabbi Kiveiger. Why? Because when you do Yibum, your father is living. So why do Yavam take all of the money here? So if it's a new Pasha, it's a new Pasha. But if he's the first one, but a brother can never Yerush. He only has to Yerush with the father. Here's, I'm explaining where it could be an Afkamina, only for a Marshal to understand an Afkamina. It was Negat to us. What is Negat to us, Be'etzim, is as Rashi learns that Yavam is coming Mikoyach. Yavam is coming Mikoyach. Normal Yerusha, he has the character of a normal Yerusha, just his first, Mele Zogt Rashi, and the fact that says, Yokum Hashem Ochiv, Shtem Yokum Hashem Ochiv, is the raya that it's a Ach Min Ha'av. Because Ach Min Ha'av doesn't have with the Yarsha. And the Ramban says, no, it's a new Parsha. Not in the Gemara. What? No, this, what? Wait. Somebody is asking a shayla, I don't want to go into it. You have to always cheshbon. If this is the cheshbon in Rashi, so you have to know a brother's yashin straight, a brother's yashin through the father, the kid bin again also to the shayla, by the grandfather. If the kid yashin straight the grandfather, it goes through the father. But not always cheshbon. Before we go weiter, in the Meiri here, Mish Klo, why the Meiri decided to say it here. But if the Meiri, I'm talking from the Meiri, if the Meiri decides to say it here before you start the next sugya, medav zogin haribo the Meiri. No, no, what? The Meiri says it here. The Meiri says that he wants to say pshat in chokhma shleima. There's a famous novi, it says in the novi, that two ladies came over to Shleima HaMelech, and both of them were sleeping in one house, and both of them had little babies, less than 30 days. And one baby was found dead. And everyone claimed that the baby is dead, it belongs to the other one, and she has the alive kid. And no one knew what to do. Two people are fighting on a baby. Suddenly, they went to Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech said, Givaldi, cut the baby to two. So one mother said, very good. The other one said, no, give it to the other one. I'll be the baby will live. Shlomo said, no, if she has Rachmanes, she is the right mother. Oh, everyone saw Shlomo as Kluk. Yeah, the question is, what is the Kluk? And Stam, it's a big Chochmah. And so what if both of them will say yes to cut? No, so what is it? Shlomo knew that the mother will not say yes. Mechitesa, the other lady, will say yes. Why the other lady will say yes? Why she stole the baby? She wants a baby. Not only that, the other mother said, take her. She'll say, yeah, I'm asking to take. Why when the other lady offered her to take the baby, she said, no, I want to keep the psak, I want to cut. Meshuggah? You said you want the baby, you said it's yours, why to cut? Both of them come, it's our kid. So Shlomo to cut it. So one says, no, I'm the mother, it's to cut, give to the other one. The other says, no, to cut. Zog de Meiri, the pshat and the psukim is our suki. This is Zog de Meiri. Zog de Meiri has it. These two ladies were a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. And both of them didn't have husbands anymore, and both of them had a baby one day old. So Lemaise, everything is okay. But Shlomo HaMelech figured, why are they fighting? Why everyone wants the baby? I mean, one of them is lying. Why is someone stamp to have a baby? So Shlomo said like this. Mistava, what happened is, the daughter-in-law, the young lady, lost her son. If she lost her son, she's skukul yibum now. Because it's pochis mishleishim yoim, so it's nefel, so she's skukul yibum. Now she has to wait 13 years till the other baby will be a gadol to do a chalitza yibum. So she's young and she's aguna now for 13 years. So she wants to chab the baby to say, I have a baby. I made it first, I have a baby, so I don't need yibum, and there's no brother to do yibum for me. This is the reason she wanted to have the baby. So Shlomo said, I will cut the baby. The real mother was saying, Chas v'sholem. The daughter-in-law wants to cut the baby, because Kozman, the baby, is living, she's really a Yavama. Yitzhak, she grabbed the kid, she wants to marry. If Shlomo kills him, she's Mutar Ashuk. So she thinks, Shlomo Meshug, why he wants to pass like this? But if Shlomo passes to kill him, that's the best of sight for me. I'm Ois Yavama, no Yavam, no kids, I'm allowed to get married. So Shlomo Chab has to be the reason they're fighting, because she wants to be Mutar Ashuk. So if I will give her the kid, you're right, she will get allowed to get married. But then, she knows that she's doing Aveira every day. Because it's not her son, it's her brother-in-law. So normally, you're right, the lady will say, no, if you're giving me the kid, I'm asking to get the kid. But if the other one will want to offer her the kid, she will not want to take the kid. She prefers that the kid will be dead. This is the reason he said to cut it. He didn't say to give it somewhere else. He knew to cut, this lady will say yes to cut. Because then she's not a Yavama anymore. She's Mutar Lashuk. She thinks if Shlomo paskins, Mr. Tomei, you're allowed to paskin. He's a cotton, he's a navel, you're allowed to cut him. Why she must be the head of a Shlomo? No matter, she's happy to cut the kid. She's not over Shlomo HaMelech is cutting the kid. She thinks Shlomo HaMelech is but on them, Zatir Meiri was not sad that she will say yes to cut. Fakat, the other lady will offer the kid, for sure she will take the kid. Zatir Meiri, v'zeu sh'amru, v'tei rav chokma shleime. So this, from that, upgestalt, what Yenna will think and Yenna will feel, that she's getting a heter to get married by heter, and she'll be happy that the kid will be dead, and she'll be mutter in ganzen, is v'tei rav chokma shleime. Let me get back. So Nishklo, Be'etzem, I don't know why the Meir says, not that she's talking Shlomo by Lomoy. So Nishklo, why the Meir decided to put it here for Duke? No. So no, so the Meir says that if he dies with Shlomo Shmiyoyim, it doesn't have a halacha of Bonim, it's Nathan. Lama Zen, the Gemara Vaita. So I want to give a shtickle like Dome, Father Sugi of Zike. The Gemara zokt az. Omar Ravuna Omar Rav. Omar Ravuna Omar Rav. Shemeres Yovam Shemeiso Mutor Beimo. Al Mekosovar Ein Zik. Al Mekosovar Ein Zik. What the Gemara is going to mechadesh? We know Alamol, if a person marries a lady, he's also to marry her sister, but then this is only when she's living. So when she's dead, it's not Negeh anymore. Aber he's not allowed to marry her mother. This is even when she's dead. Right? So when a person is marrying a lady, he's also to marry the sister, and he's also to marry the daughter, and he's also to marry the mother. Klal de Gemara now. Shemeres Yavam, a brother was a skuka leibum. She was a skuka leibum, and she died. You mutter to marry the mother, or you're not mutter to marry the mother. You never did yibum. You never made chalitza. But even so, the Gemara wants to assure you to marry the mother. Why? Zog the Gemara, the reason you'll be also to marry the mother, because yesh zike, so miyad v'shas nefile, it's ki'ilu you married you yevama, and you become asur in the sister, you become asur in the mother, you become asur in the daughter, or ein zike. It's not ki'ilu you married asur. That's klal the Gemara. Yesh zike or ein zike? If yes zike, you also to marry the mother. If ein zike, you're allowed to marry the mother. And this is the sugya we're going to learn. So before we start to learn the sugya, midat magdim zayin apor akdomes. The first akdome, we started to speak about it 2 days ago. The achroinim klal, what is this zike? From what is this zike made? Zike is eishes ameis. Or zike is eishes achai. I will explain. Eishes ameis means that a person dies, his wife is his wife. Normally when he dies, she becomes muta. When it's a yavam, he gives over his marriage to the yavam. Avada, the yavam needs to go and do a bia to be koinah. But he gives over to the yavam the marriage. So the zike is machmas debeis. The new person didn't shaf new issues. The new person didn't shaf nothing here. He didn't shaf. He didn't marry her. He didn't do nothing. So what is the marriage? What is the issues? He yarshins the issues of his brother. And as is mashman, the Gemara in Kiddushin, daf yudalet amud beis, the Gemara declares a shaila. How you know that if the Yavam dies, the Yavam is mutar lashuk? When the Baal dies, the Isha is Mutar Lashuk. So why when the Yavam will die, she'll be also Lashuk? It's like the Gemara, no Shaykhis. Be Baal, Oysra Matiro. He asked her, oh, but the Yavam, the Baal asked her. The Isha was in the Baal. So if the Isha stayed over, maybe even when he dies, that Isha doesn't disappear. The Gemara is doiches. Amar Rav Ashi. Here also the Ma'aseh, the issues only stay because the Yavam. So if the Yavam goes, the stomach goes up. But if the Zika is no shaykes to the Baal, the Zika is because a new Zach because the Yavam. What is the tzad when the Yavam leaves, the issues will stay? The Gemara says that the issues is the Baal osalo. Baal osalo. The Yavam shoylo. The issues of the mess shafts the Zika. This is one tzad. The other side in Chinuch steht nicht dazu. In Chinuch in Mitzvah Reishvav, he's masking up the Lashon of the Chinuch. V'zoi she'isho she'izkuko la'ach, keloimar, she'ibirshu so'ach liso oiso, ki mi'irce min ha'shomayim iknu yoloi, tikore skukosoi v'asuro. Kevon she'ibirshu so'i li'inos eloi, and she needs to marry him. And Hashem said that he could marry a Baal Korcho. B'mele hi anikres kukolo. Right, but if the first side, the issues of the mess stays. We'll see a lot of lefkiminis and the sugyas later, and a lot of lefkiminis. The issues of the brother just goes over, and I'm yashening the issues of the brother. I'm taking over that issues. The second side is, you don't take over the issues. It's over when he's dead. It's a new reason. You're around, and you have a schus to marry this lady. And she can't run away from you, and she's stuck. This is called a kind of marriage. Meshumai miknula. These are the two tzadim in zikah. One called it's eishes ameis. The issues dainu is nothing in between the yavam. About it now it's in between the yavam and this isha. But the reason of it, it's the old yerusha of issues from the first marriage. It's a yerusha from the first marriage. And the second pshat is, it's not a Yerusha from the first marriage. It's a Nuzach. This Be'ezus Hashem, we spoke about it, could be with Machlekes Teis HaRosh and Ramban, we spoke 2 days ago. This is Ein Shai. The second Shai. Again, the second Hakdoma. I want these Hakdomas to be clothed. We could go into the Sugya tomorrow with the Ganze Farishka. It's three places that the Sugya of Zuke comes up. The first place is Lekamon Choftes and Nedorim Ayin Aleph. The Yovam could be Matir Nedorim or not. Yovam could be Matir Nedorim or not. He didn't marry her. She's a skuka. The Yovam made a neder. She could be Matir Nedorim or not. Zagmorim, yes Zike, he could be Matir Nedorim. Im Ein Zike, he cannot be Matir Nedorim. First Nafkamina. If yes Zike, it's his wife. A person could be Matir Nedorim for his wife, he could Matir Nedorim for his Yavam. Interessant. Arusal. The Reise, Rabbanon, Echeles, Lo Echeles. Here's no Chashar Simpan anyway. One Nafkamina. The second afkemina daf samach dalet, I'm sure you learn. If she's a cheles betruma, Taisa speaks out, or she's ain't a cheles betruma. Im yes zike, Taisa wants to say, a cheles betruma. Im ain't zike, ain't a cheles betruma. And the third case is in our sugya. If yes zike, he's not allowed to marry her sister. Im yes zike, he's not allowed to marry her mother. Im ain't zike, he's allowed to. So it's three afkeminas, three sugyas that we have on Yezike. Choftes and by us, and Ayin Aleph and Nedorim, if you can be Mafir Nedorim or not. And Samach Dalet, we have a Shaila, if she could eat Betrume. And the sugya that we're going to learn by us. If Yezike, I'm allowed to marry the mother, I'm not allowed to marry the mother, I'm not allowed to marry the sister. If Ein Zike, I'm allowed to marry. Now, the Shaila is, this is the second Akedah. The third Akedah. And this is a double she'einer bo. We'll see, it's reis to both sides, we'll have to make it. It's the reise or it's the rabbanon, the zike. It really exists, this whole thing. This zike really exists or doesn't exist. We'll see, machlekes in the gemara, yes zike or ain't zike. We're going to madama, yes zike. It's the reise. If he marries the sister, he's over a yisur the reise. Oh, it's only with the Rabbanon. It's not really with the Reise, the ganze Sach. It's the Reise or it's the Rabbanon? Reb Naftali wants to say it has to be the Reise. If it helps for Aphoras Nedorim, it has to be that she's Mamish's wife. But maybe it's not Muchach. The Gemara said that if someone is married with the Rabbanon, the Gemara in Sof Anayra Murosa says that a husband could be Matir Nedorim, Kol HaNederes HaBaltai Lo HaNederes K'derah Pinchas. But we have to see, Laforas Nedorim it helps. L'chur Etz Dei Reise. L'um Azdem, Kimat, in all of the Rishonim, Shteit Klor Legabi Ar Sugye, that it's the Rabbanon, that it's not Dei Reise. Kimat. Kimat in all of the Rishonim. In the Rambam is Beforish Azei, Loshna Gmorin Chof Zayin Omud Beis Zike De Rabbonon Rashi Chof Zayin Omud Alef Dibu Amaschi Leoilom and Rashi Chof Ches Omud Beis Dibu Amaschi Ligzoir and Daf Mem Omud Beis Dibu Amaschi Loachim. Rashi says Claude that it's only a Yisur De Rabbonon and it's before she the Rashman Daf Mem Alef that it's De Rabbonon Le'um Azdem and the Mukiyesev Bayos it's Mashma that it's De Reise. That the issue to marry the sister is the reise. So this we have to be mad. So now about these three akdomas. We have to start the sugi inside. But we have three akdomas that we have to go through. One to know this zike is issues that came over from the mess and the yovam yarshins are no shaykhs to the mess. Dvar she needs to marry him. I'll be mad with the moshe. We'll start the sugi later. We'll see. It's an afkimine. One brother, two brothers. If it's a yerusha, maybe even the two brothers. If it's because she's going to marry me, when it's two brothers, we don't know who she's going to marry. We'll have to see later. From what the Zika is coming, Mes and Achai. The second thing is, we have three sugyas. We have to know if they have sheiches. Aphoras Nedorim, Trume, v'Isur Kroivim. And the third shaila is, this Isur Kroivim in our sugya, it's a Isur Dei Reis or it's a Isur Dei Rabbanon?